Paul, what if any are the lingering issues with Blake Wheeler today?
Yeah, he's 100%. That's what he tells us. That's what the docs say. And he wouldn't tell you if he was 85 anyway. He's a tough kid. Like he'll play through it. But he's big smile on his face skating around. He's fine.
The Coyotes have exceeded some expectations, I think, so far. What do you see from them and how you're preparing, and what are you expecting tonight?
Well, they changed their look a little bit. I think the big things are they've got four really veteran guys down the middle, and that lets them. They've got a couple of young guys on the wing. They've got good speed on their wings. So they're a little bit more offensively dynamic than they've been in the past. Some good puck movers back there, a goaltender backstop in the puck, which was probably maybe their biggest challenge last year. They're going to play a real solid, hard, structured game, hard on the pucks. It's not going to be a lot of easy puck movement. It's not going to be necessarily a free-flowing game, but quite a bit more speed in their game than you would remember from last year's team.
Just to follow up, you talked about structure. That sounds a little bit more like what we expect from Dave Tippett.
Yeah, I think that's always been there with his teams. I mean, they've always... I don't want to necessarily say defense first, but if they don't have the puck, they're in their lanes and they're in their routes and they'll block their shots. And the difference would be, I mean, Bodker's always had the speed, but, you know, you've got Domi, Lekeyer, Reeder that all skate very, very well. Their center ice, I mean, Hanzel was injured for a big chunk of last year, and that for me, other than maybe their goal team, was a huge piece for them out. Now he's back leading the team. He's their youngest center at 28, so they've got some good strength down the middle.
Paul, how much more energized do you think your team will be tonight with that day off and as you look to play with that pace that you've been talking about the last while here?
Well, we're hoping for more. We expect to have more a little more jump on the legs. You may not, again, it may not be just as obvious because these guys skate pretty well too, and so there's not going to be a lot of easy ice. But you're also, you know, in some ways, this is our first game back after a road trip. And the last one, it didn't feel like that. So you've had your day off and you've had your practice day, something that we haven't had going into a home game since the end of October. So you're always, you know, you're wondering a little bit. We had a good jump yesterday. It was a bit of a grinder, but moved right this morning.
What's Adam Party done well since coming back into the lineup for you?
Well, he's playing with a little more jump, a little more energy. I think that this is, for Adam, very possibly the first time he's looked at it as him coming into the lineup as a real opportunity. He came in on injury last year, played very well for us. We got healthy, and the guys that came back played healthy, played really well, played in the playoffs on an injury again. But now I think he looks at his opportunity here to get in and stay in the lineup. So he's played with an awful lot of little pace. You know, he moves the puck reasonably well for a big guy, and he gives us another, you know, he's an excellent penalty killer. And that, based on the numbers that we take, is important to our team.
Did you get what you were hoping for as you moved Lowry to the wall last game?
I like the way the Lions played last game. I don't see that as a permanent solution for Adam, but it's a real good place for him to start to get his game back. I like the way he was moving. I'd like to get that line off the bench a little bit more if we get into a lower special team situation. So, yeah, I like what we saw from him. I don't know necessarily more comfortable in the middle, but he did a good job in the middle. They didn't that line did. We didn't have him for a red zone shot against. So with him going back in the middle, and a new player in Nick Ehlers, you're wondering how they're going to function in their own end a little bit. We think they're going to get enough in the offensive zone at times, but they were good there. So as long as they can stay consistent with that, we have confidence in what they can do offensively. I think for anybody that's been a natural center, the biggest thing that they know is they don't touch the puck as much on the wing, and that kind of, they don't have it enough. They don't get into that rhythm at center ice. He'll get more touches on the puck, even if it's in our end, and their hands come out and they get that confidence back.